Welcome to episode 162 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Laura, Donna, Elizabeth, and Sandy. Princess Cruise Lines is known for its refined ships, excellent cuisine, and Broadway-style shows. Donna and Sandy were recently aboard the Regal Princess for a short two-night cruise. Originally, the cruise was meant to showcase the new ocean medallion technology, but unfortunately, it wasn't quite ready yet, and Princess wants to make sure that they get it just right before it's rolled out. So they didn't get to try it, but there were, however, several other things unique to Princess that they experienced, and we would really love to hear all about them. So, tell us a little bit about what the medallion was supposed to do.
So, it's actually created by the people that created the magic bands for Disney. So, there's a lot of that technology that is going to go into it when it finally gets up and running. Yeah.
Like a little hockey, like the little puck that you can take out of the magic band now. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah.
Basically, that's all it is you get the little medallion. You can buy accessories, so you can put it on a watch band, you can put it on a necklace, stuff like that. But the way it comes, you're just going to put it like in your pocket or something, unless you want to buy like some more stuff, you know, for
that's setting you up to have to buy something because use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of the jewelry looks really nice, actually.
Like, yeah, I took a bunch of pictures of that stuff because, it was pretty cool. I mean, the watches, they don't have to be like a rubber-looking watch band. It can be like a metal one, you know, and stuff. So,
it looks like swatches.
Yeah.
Well, to each his own.
They did give us those chocolates that look like the medallions at the trade show, and those were really good. Yeah, but basically, there's an app that's tied to it. It's going to be very interactive on board the ship. You can walk up, and there'll be like when you go up to the elevators, and there's that big screen. You can it can link to yours, and it will open your door. A lot very similar. If you're a Disney person and you know how magic bands work, you could be on the pool deck and decide you want a drink and order it. And because your picture is on your app, then the server will be able to find you because they know where you are and they know what you look
like. Right, because it's got a locator on it as well, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So if like Lindsay's trying to hide in the spa and we're like, where's Lindsay? Let's look on the app. Like, oh, there she is. So
this is the best thing. If you're an adult, you can turn that off. Yeah. You can't turn it off.
The kids can't turn it off. And that, I do like that. The kids can't turn it off.
For like 4 hours.
So now
we're found, so I'm not going to be.
Now we can go on this whole side conversation about whether or not Lindsay is an adult in her kitchen. I guess we're all guilty of that, though. So while you're on board, I mean, you said it didn't work, but could you go up to the screens and sort of get some idea of what it was like?
No, they started out, it was two nights. And they started out with, I think, was it like 30% of people had them? Some people had them, and they were testing
it. It was only, like, one floor.
Yeah, okay. And the ship was not full when we were on it. So they were trying to get people to test out. Like, we could download the app, and you could use it for, like, the casino. There's ways to play online games and stuff. And there's, like, it's, like, messaging on the app, which some other cruise lines have that technology. So that you could set it up, you could look at your onboard account through it and things like that.
Could you set up your preferences? Like, I know the idea is you can tell them, well, I like Jack and Diet and I like, this kind of.
It's going to get there, but that wasn't available to me. Okay. And by day two, none of it was available to me. The whole thing, they took the whole thing offline and they're like, we're going to perfect this and we don't want you. Yeah.
There's no alarm that goes off that says you shouldn't be buying this.
No. No, there's no alarm like that.
Quite the opposite, I'm sure.
It does have the creepy factor a little. Because, you know, you walk into a store and they're like, hello, Miss May. May I help you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, could you set it so, like, if your kids were trying to get in an area you didn't want them in, it, like,
set off an alarm or something. Like, could you like, if they try and walk in an adult only area, just like a red light flash.
And there's no shock collar either. Sorry.
You should recommend that to them.
Yes.
They need like blinky lights when children walk through those areas. Yeah.
Well, I hate that wasn't working, because I know I was looking forward to hearing how it worked.
Well, and I think it's good of them to wait till they get it right. You know, they don't want to roll it out and have issues, so they'll get there. They've spent a lot of money doing it this far, so they'll get there.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the ship, and this is the point where if we had unlimited resources, I would pay for the rights to play the Love Boat theme underneath it. So just imagine that you hear the Love Boat, the strains of the Love Boat theme.
That's what the horn was. That was so
it
cool.
Was.
That's
when it, awesome. When it embark off, mm-hmm. it would start playing the Love Boat theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the muster drill, it was like, it's safety. It was so funny. It was really hilarious. I mean, I recorded the whole safety video. It's a terrible recording because you can barely hear it. But, the safety video that you can go back to your room and watch at any time features all the characters from the Love Boat. Mm-hmm. And, like Isaac is there mixing drinks. And I mean, it was so cool. They really harken back to those days, those roots. It was really cool.
Hopefully the ship doesn't look like it was sailing in the 70s.
No, the ship is gorgeous. So,
but we, of course, are dating ourselves.
Well, and I think that is what... I think that's part of Princess, though, because I was a little surprised at how... I guess I shouldn't say surprised, but it was not like a party ship. You know, like I was on Norwegian last year, and Norwegian has open bar pretty much, you know, with their promos and stuff. It's not like that. It is not that kind of crowd. That's not what they cater to.
Old school cruising.
I mean, they know there's not going to be 20-year-olds who know what the Love Boat are. They know who they're talking to, putting the Love Boat on TV, you know? So, it's definitely different like that.
Well, you guys were on a special cruise, so you probably didn't encounter this, but I know I've sailed Princess before, and their loyalty clubs, you know, their Commodore Club and all that, are amazingly successful.
Yeah.
We saw two couples get their 100th cruise plate on our cruise, and that was in like 2000 something.
It was mixed in with them. There were people who weren't, it wasn't a whole travel agent cruise.
Okay.
There were a lot of people that won the cruise through training and stuff like we did, but it was, there were people, like regular people on vacation, and there was a 4-day cruise after our 2-day cruise. So some people were getting and going back somewhere. I don't know. I was not going, so I didn't pay attention. But
So
what did you like about it, Sandy?
I liked the fact that I didn't feel like I was old for going to bed at 9 o'clock.
So, was
and the food.
It's been a while since I've been on Princess. Is there nightlife? Are there things to do after 9?
We're going to have to ask Donna because Sandy was asleep.
I went to sleep before she did. They have shows and everything, and they have comedians and acts music programs and things like that you can do. But I missed them because I was exhausted.
They had they do movies on deck, and they showed Wonder Woman starting at like 10 o'clock.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay. So it's been out for a while.
It's been out about a year. Yeah. So I mean, there's, you can find stuff to do if you want to be up. It's just not like party scene. Like, so I went to the second night I went to the Broadway style show. And whenever it was over, the cruise director was like, okay, who's going to the nightclubs? And literally it was like two people were like, woo! And the rest of them was like, oh, it's like 10.
So do they still have like that, what was it called back in the midnight dessert bar? Or the...
Oh, yeah, that's old school.
I don't know. You mean midnight?
Well, I mean, I know you guys weren't there, but you had to have seen so what's this chocolate journeys thing? Is that...
Oh, so the chocolate journeys thing. You want to talk about it, Donna? It was so good.
Sure. Okay, so at dinner, we went and had, you know, the at the dining room and everything.
Have to be in bed by six people.
Yes, we went to dinner at like 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we were done by like 8:30. Mm-hmm. But anyway, no, we went to dinner and we went to dinner in the formal dining room. There wasn't really a dress code, but I mean, cutoffs would not have been appropriate.
Yeah.
And it was the even though it was only a short cruise, the second night was when we had the big meal. We had the lobster tails and the steaks and the things like that. And the signature, they have one signature dessert that they have on the menu. That's like their ultimate fancy, stupendous dessert. And we all tried it, but actually Sandy was the one who ordered it.
Yeah, it was so good.
And
it was,
she has no regrets.
Oh, no. It was this chocolate Bombay-looking thing with pistachios, and it was just very elegant-looking. Mm-hmm. And you almost didn't want to eat it, but then you noticed it was chocolate, and you had to eat it.
Yeah.
What's a Bombay?
It's round. It's like usually about a half moon, shape, and it's like a chocolate shell on the outside.
Yeah. It looked like, I don't know, maybe that could be our photo, but it was almost like a thick, like pudding or mousse kind of thing, but shaped in a ball, like they scooped it out. And then it had like this crust on the bottom, but when you dug into it, that's when you got to the pistachio stuff in the middle. So Norman Love is who does their chocolates, and so good. And so if you're on like a 7-night or longer cruise or whatever, they would have like the chocolate journeys several times during the week. And it's something different. So you would have to try it all. I mean, like I would have to do it every time. It was so good. Yeah.
So I'm really intrigued by the food, because I will tell you that when I sailed on Princess and then when I've toured the ship once before, the food was not very good, but it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Yeah. So Curtis Stone, who's on one of those chefs that people have heard of.
I've heard of him.
he does. Yeah. There's like signature Curtis Stone dishes and stuff. But yeah, I mean, like Donna mentioned, we had lobster and these huge prawns, and a couple people at the table ordered a couple orders of those.
That would be me.
No regrets.
Yeah. I mean, it was, the food was phenomenal. And even, you know, we ate in the buffet the first night, and they had this Asian bar where you basically went and they had all the stuff laid out. So you could put like the mushrooms and the bean sprouts and the veggies and the rice or whatever, what you wanted on your plate, almost like an omelet bar, you know, and then you give it to them and they cook it up.
Like a Moroccan grill or whatever they're called. The Mongolian grill. Like,
Mongolian beef grill.
Yeah.
And sandals where you pick up all your own stuff and then they
cook it for you. Nice. And that was, that was really good. My kids would have loved
that. And then I was on the pool deck, and I just was a little hungry, and they had the little grill, and, you know, they had the hamburgers and the hot dogs, which, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but they also had bratwurst.
Ooh.
Wow. Like, real, like, good Wisconsin bratwurst?
Real German bratwurst.
I was going to say, is like, Wisconsin bratwurst? I'm like, you mean German?
Do you mean, like like Pittsburgh pierogies?
Year for me, because I had to buy stuff to go to someone's Thanksgiving. I'm like trying to buy a cheese and sausage for a tray, and I was like, man, I'm on the West Coast.
There's no place. So the bratwurst was quality, Donna. You were impressed.
It was, and I mean, for being out there on the pool deck, and you know, right there. And then the servers were really great about coming around and bringing drinks. And if you wanted something, I'm sitting in the hot tub and they're offering me a cocktail.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sign me up.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's glass in the hot tub. Like, I guess they didn't mind.
Because you're all adults and
you're
they trust
all adults.
You. Yeah. I'm Princess. I remember that. Just a higher quality of service, but I remember having really good food on Princess, but I was also on a Mediterranean, so that's probably why.
Well, that probably does help.
And and they try to focus on the cuisine of whatever region you're in. Like in Alaska, it's going to be king crab, and seafood and.
Well, they do that in Alaska. They do the bring your catch on board and you can they'll cook it up for you, right?
Yeah.
Cook your own catch.
Yeah, you have no one to blame but yourself. Yeah, exactly. This tastes yucky. It's your own.
It really just impressed me more than anything was the spa.
Oh.
I mean, there's I didn't go, but I actually toured it. But the thing was, is it's bigger than any spa on any other ship I've ever been on. They've got several spa areas. They've got the spa down below where, near guest services that has, you know, all of the hairdresser and the manicures and the pedicures and the massages and all that kind of stuff. But they also had this separate pool that you could walk in, and it was, it had two steam rooms and a sauna in the same room. So you could use that if you're one of the suite guests. But then they had another one actually up on the pool deck up called the Sanctuary. And you could rent out a whole room and have couples massages and things like that and rent it for the afternoon. And then they had another room downstairs in the main one for couples that could rent for like 4 hours. And there's a couch, a tub, a bathroom. You didn't even have to leave.
Yeah.
How many babies were conceived?
Sure, there were quite a few. But I was really, it was larger than most of the spas that I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the spa.
Once again, I think it's the age demographic. It's, you know, it's that you're looking at couples who are wanting to spend time together. It's not the younger crowd who's, you know, wants to be right out there drinking and that kind of thing again. So
yeah,
well, and no, but if spa is your thing, definitely Princess.
I think that Princess also harkens back. I mean, it sort of goes back to old school cruising. You know, you've got your cruise lines now. They're trying to, you know, certainly the kids activities, all that stuff. Of course, Norwegian actually boasts about the freestyle cruising, which is a complete, you know, a complete 180 from old school assigned dining. So Princess is your, like, if you want to experience what cruising used to be, this is one great way to do it. And it's not to say that they haven't kept up with the times, because they certainly have. And the Regal is one of their newer ships, correct?
Yeah.
This is actually one of the
brands. It's big. It holds like 3,600 passengers when it's full.
Yeah. I just remember that being part of the excitement was dressing up every night.
Yeah, see, me too.
I like that. I wouldn't want to do it for every cruise, and I love that other cruise lines kind of opened that up to where you don't have to even bring a formal outfit, but there was just something really nice about getting all spiffied.
Yeah.
Because it did. It felt very Love Boat. And I grew up watching Love Boat, so.
Yeah. And, you know, they just retired that ship like a couple years ago. They retired the actual Love Boat ship that was used for some of the on shoot. And it was so dated. It was so dated. So definitely you should know that if you sail Princess, yes, Captain Steubing will appear on board somewhere on a picture but it's not a cruise from the 70s.
No, the ships are gorgeous. I mean, well, this is the only one I've been on, but it's very refined. You know, it's just, it's very distinguished.
But it wasn't pretentious.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt
it was perfectly elegant for the sake of elegant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was this waiter who was in when we were in the buffet the first night, and I think it's the same waiter that was in the regular dining room the next night, but he would sing to people. He was so good. We're like, oh, why is this guy waiting tables? Yeah, he should be in the show. Why is he not in the show? Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, let's talk about the show. You said you saw the show?
Yes, the show was good. So, really good.
So I will theater nerd out just a little bit and talk about the fact that Stephen Schwartz has been working with Princess to put on these shows. So these reviews are not just, I mean, they're not just Broadway style. This is Stephen Schwartz. So he's lending his music. And,
so you're going to have to tell more people who Stephen Schwartz is.
What, how do people not know who Stephen Schwartz is? That's just
cool. He wrote Wicked.
He wrote Wicked.
You're talking to a bunch of theater
geeks.
And he
wrote Godspell, and he wrote Pippin.
So Wicked, people know Wicked, but yeah.
And Godspell, and Pippin, surely.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been, oh gosh, it flew into my head and then out again. Anyway, several big Broadway hits, but he's definitely a Broadway
right.
Writer.
Okay. So the show, this was, there's four Stephen Schwartz shows. So this is one of them. And this one was called Born to Dance. And it was all about the Broadway dancers and what their lives are like and how intense it is for them. And it was really cool because, I brought the little, what do you call it?
Program
for Elizabeth. But it talks, like it lists the like 10 songs or whatever they perform. And it's not like they perform the whole song. They would have somebody, they have these screens where they'd have someone talking about the choreographer, like Fosse or whatever. And they would, just talk about like why this particular number changed things. Like it was very, you know, like this is when things changed. This genre came about because of this person who created this musical, you know, so, and then they would, the dancers would do a bit of it, you know, so it was really cool. I mean, I think even if you are not a huge theater geek, but you appreciate going to shows, that you would get a lot out of it because I thought it was awesome. You
know? And looking at the songs that are in this show, they have completely covered the history of musical theater, which they did, I love to see happen because when you can put, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and then Falling Slowly from Once in the same show. That's, I mean, you're just really reaching all the way across. So it's really good. Stephen Schwartz also worked on Pocahontas and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. So just in case you only know the Disney connection, he was involved with that with Alan Menken. So, and so on some of the ships, mostly the West Coast ships, I believe they have another show called Magic to Do, which features, a little bit from Pippin, but also Magic. And it was actually music directed by a friend of mine. So, but yeah, this is really, this looks really, really good. I totally would like to see this show.
Yeah, you would have really liked it. This looks fantastic. I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal.
This looks fantastic. And it's always nice when you get, you know, a lot of ships now are bringing Broadway musicals on to the ship and just they're bridging them and just doing the show. And, you know, Mamma Mia, Grease, and Chicago, which is great. But this sort of gives you the old school musical review that cruise ships used to have, but brings it up to a level that isn't, you know, it takes it beyond Vegas and up into higher theater. So
it's an appreciation.
Yeah.
It was, I really loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah.
Awesome. I wish I could have seen it.
Yeah, I'd like to go and see the other three.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, next time I win a cruise, I will take you instead.
Thank you. I will hold you to that. Well, maybe, oh, wait, who are you talking to?
Yeah. So you just took Sandy. If you win another one, you got to pick somebody else. There's a bunch of us here
ready
to go.
That's right.
Okay, so she drew names, though. That was all fair.
That's true. Well, we think it's fair. We don't know how big your piece of paper was.
Elizabeth, as we're thinking this, lobster, chocolate, and Broadway, she's thinking.
I know. It's a win for me.
Spas.
Yeah. Well, and old school, because I love dressing for dinner. I love the whole, you know, dress up, and I do enjoy that. I will say, the age range of Princess is a little bit higher than my age range, just a little bit. I'm getting closer every day. because I still have young children, and I know Princess is family friendly, and I don't mean to say that they aren't, but, I think my kids would not appreciate the lobster and the chocolate and the spa as much as I would. They still want kids programs and fun and,
which they have, and they had, you know, so I think that would depend on where you are. I feel like their Alaska program would be very interesting to kids. And, you know, thinking like 10 and up. I don't know. It depends on the kid. If your kid's really outdoorsy, I mean, Alaska is like a huge national park. So if you like that
Princess
kind of stuff.
Princess is actually known for their Alaska destinations.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of stargazing through the – they've actually got programs through the Discovery Channel. And they've got some Discovery programs that does, you know, like stargazing and meeting with experts and things like that to make learning more fun for kids.
Okay, but let's talk about the best thing, which is they bring puppies on board. Seriously? That's all you need to say.
Yeah, they bring that the woman Iditarod for that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, yeah. That's enough. You had me at puppies. So,
and Princess also has their land and sea cruises because they actually have some resort properties around Denali. So if you mm-hmm. want to go see Alaska and you want to actually go experience Denali, you can do that through Princess very easily.
Yep. And I will say that Princess, for destination, Princess wins in many, it can check a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Their Panama Canal cruises are some of the best Panama mm-hmm. Canal cruises, including they have some that are there and back. In other words, you don't go all the way through the Panama Canal. You can come and go from Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, which means you go about halfway through the canal and then you come back, which is really convenient when people don't want to have to do that sort of open jaw, you know, trip mm-hmm. where they start in Florida and end in Los Angeles or whatever, that it's a shorter itinerary. So for, it's still long. It's still a Panama Canal cruise, but you got to get down there. But there's Southern Caribbean cruises, fantastic. And Princess goes to Japan. And they're in China, and I mean, they really are all over the world. Yeah. So, destination wise,
you can even take Marcus for a 3-day mother and son, and he could have macaroni and cheese and the chocolate dessert and go to the Broadway Review with you.
Yeah,
I think he'd be very happy.
I actually, that's very tempting because Marcus is becoming my little cruise reviewer.
Your mini me?
Yeah, well, no, my cruise reviewer because he loves cruises. So we're about to sail.
And he loves theater.
Norwegian. And yeah, so Norwegian will be one more that he's not sailed before that he will sail. And then all that's left is Princess, really, for the main.
So off topic, but what's the show on the Norwegian ship you're going to be on? You're on the Escape, right?
Oh, gosh, I know this.
Is it Jersey Boys?
Is it Jersey Boys?
That's gonna be the
is
bliss.
That the new one? That's the bluest bliss. It's the Escape. What is on the Escape?
Jersey Boys.
Some
is it? It Jersey is Boys
on the Escape.
Jersey Boys. I just did the thing there.
Okay. All right. I thought it was Jersey Boys.
What's on the bliss then?
We're googling.
Okay. That's. But we digress. See, we don't know everything, but we can figure it. We can find the answer.
I mean,
for you.
Seriously, ask me in a month, and I'll know.
Yeah. Right.
I just made my dining reservations.
I think there are a lot of people who would be very happy on Princess who don't know it. You know, I think there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of people kind of our age, maybe, and a little bit younger who would enjoy a lot of this type of cruising, and maybe, cause you, somehow Princess kind of got lumped in there with, maybe above a certain age range.
Mm.
Hopefully.
Well, I can see it. I can see why, but you know,
I know a lot of people who would just absolutely love this type of sailing and who have never looked at Princess before. That and I think with the revamping of their menus for the food and
mentioning the food, I have to say, several people told us that we had to have the pizza and we did not have a chance. Apparently, they have the best pizza at sea.
So. Wait a minute. Now, like, every cruise line is saying they have the best pizza at sea. So
try it.
I know. I wish I could have.
Most of them don't have a tea-making station.
Oh, that's true. That was really cool.
They have a place where you can make your own custom tea mix so that you can, with tea leaves and kind of like a Teavana kind of thing, but you make your own mix.
That is right up my alley.
Yeah, they had, it was like 20 little drawers and you put what you want in there.
The show on The Escape is After Midnight, which is actually, it's a musical review, sort of Cotton Club era musical mm-hmm. review. So Marcus and I will go watch it and we'll tell you how good it is.
Isn't there like an 80s show too? Like an 80s
Yeah, there's
rock.
A couple of other, yeah. Well, okay. I don't know.
Well, we would be doing a show on The Escape.
Yeah.
So,
So, but this sort of show, I'm holding up the program for our audience that can't actually see what I'm doing. Marcus would love this Born to Dance kind of thing. He would love musical reviews like this. Absolutely.
It was so good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a winner.
And if I had one more day at sea and I actually could like relax all day, then I would have gone to the show that night.
Yeah, I will say I would look for a longer cruise. I don't even know how many 3 and 4 days they normally mm-hmm. have. I don't think that's normal for them. But this was definitely a ship that warrants a week, a 7-nighter. It's so much to do that we didn't even get to do. So.
But they did have quite a bit of, they had a movie selection because, you know, I just went back to the room and relaxed and sat out on the balcony a little bit and watched a movie, and they had a pretty decent selection to choose from. So
how were the staterooms? Were they spacious?
Yeah, we had the, you know, the separated beds, and you can go in, even if you're in like a regular room, you can request bathrobes before you go.
Oh.
For tiny people.
Itty bitty bathrobes. Even, it wouldn't go all the way around.
You're like, let me wear both of them. So I'm like a snuggie.
One size fits not me. Four of them. We needed one for each arm.
Yeah, but the rooms were good. I mean, one thing that I notice, I make special note of this all the time, is the shampoo is the shampoo and conditioner mixed together. So if you are a conditioner person, you know, do that. Another thing we didn't really talk about, Donna touched on it, was the sanctuary. Up on the top deck, there's the adults only pool area thing. And, they rent lounge chairs and cabanas in this other section, and you don't have to be in a special suite or anything to do it. And it's like, you can rent a lounge chair for like $20 for half a day if you want to, which I think is a huge value. I think that's a very good value because you're on the back of the ship. It's very quiet back there, very relaxing. I did a little video of it when I was there. So I thought that was pretty cool. And they have some cabanas up there, but that's also where they have like some, massage tables and a little, like little room cabin kind of thing that you could be in that section if you wanted.
Did you happen to make note of if you could get a spa pass?
Yes, you can. And it was $65 for your trip.
Well, that's a 2-day cruise, though.
That was a 2-day cruise.
Yeah, it's probably different.
Yeah, you could go down and you could use the heated seats. They've got the heated like lounge seats that are like ceramic tile that you could use the sauna. You could use the two steam rooms. You could use the special whirlpool tub that had all the fancy, smells and all in it, you know, the aromatherapy and everything. Yes, you could use all of that.
So it sounds like it was $65 for 2 days, probably about $30 a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that'd be very worth it.
Yeah.
Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, please visit us at outlandertravel.com and then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, Donna, and myself, Lindsay, we want to thank you all for joining us here at Outlander Travel. We'll see you next week. Gotta fly!